DW.
Imagine a room full of 1,000 aspiring entrepreneurs who have just received the money and training they need to start the business of their dreams. It's loud, it's electric, and everyone is busy pitching themselves.
The name of my company is Claims Processing Excellence.
My business is in the ICT sector. We develop mobile and web applications on demand for customers.
My business name is Parliamu Bambini. It means we talk kids. Basically, we do kids furniture and kids interior design.
That was the scene in Lagos, Nigeria, at the second annual Tony Alumulu Entrepreneurship Forum. The three-day event was the culmination of an intensive entrepreneurship program founded by Tony Alumulu, one of Africa's most prominent businessmen and philanthropists. He has committed $100 million of his $700 million fortune to finding and nurturing a new generation of African entrepreneurs. Those 1,000 budding entrepreneurs that you heard cheering earlier came from 54 countries in Africa and were selected from more than 45,000 applicants.
This is indeed the largest gathering of African entrepreneurs anywhere in the world.
The program provides winners with hands-on training, mentorship, and most importantly, seed money for getting their businesses off the ground. This year, the focus was on women. The event kicked off with a speech from Awele Alumulu, who is not just the founder's wife, but a successful entrepreneur herself.
And so to the female entrepreneurs out there, where are you? Can I see your hands, please? Yeah. So I just want to say to you that you can be a professional. You can be a wife, you can be a mother, and you can be an entrepreneur extraordinaire. This may not be easy, and I can tell you for free now that it probably won't be. But I promise you that it is doable.
Oluchi Anora from Lagos is one of the lucky 1,000 African women who are part of the Alumulu Entrepreneurship Program. She's just 23 years old and recently got her degree in computer science. But now she's on a totally different track. Anora noticed that a popular popcorn shop down the street from her school had shut down, and she saw an opportunity in the marketplace. Now she's making artisanal popcorn full-time.
Before I got admitted into the Tony Alumulu program, I was already like, are you sure this is a good thing to do? Because there are always people that are going to tell you, like, why are you making popcorn? Oh, yeah, I study computer science. So they'll be like, why are you making popcorn? So, but when like a prestigious company, like a business, an organization such as the Tony Alumulu Foundation endorses your idea and you are choosing from 45,000 people, you'll be like, yes, I have something and it's actually worth it.
Business is already booming. She just hired her first employees and is opening a storefront in Lagos to supplement her online shop. There are more women entrepreneurs in Africa than anywhere else in the world. In countries like Nigeria and Ghana, women entrepreneurs actually outnumber men. But that doesn't mean that they don't face roadblocks based on their gender. Izelle Akwe, a successful businesswoman and founder of a consulting company in Gabon, mentors entrepreneurs. She has a strategy for empowering her female mentees.
So I have two challenges. I have to get them to see the potential that they have and they can make it. And then when they believe, I have to go and give them the commercial knowledge in order for them to succeed.
Role models, very important.
Mike Harrington is the executive director of GEM Global, the world's foremost resource for data on entrepreneurship. Over the past 17 years, they've studied global trends and developments. Harrington is based in South Africa, and his research on the continent and beyond has given him insight into how women gain the confidence needed to take the entrepreneurial plunge.
If you can look up to somebody, not necessarily a Bill Gates of the world, but somebody who has managed to start a business, not a huge business, and those people can sit back and say, hey, if that person can do it, then I can do it.
The Tony Alumulu program is one of many across Africa that promotes entrepreneurship and opportunity for women. And research shows that these initiatives can make all the difference.
If women are going to close that gender gap, they must be given more opportunities. And countries need to direct initiatives towards women. We're not utilizing the power that we have. 51% of the world's population are women. For goodness sake, give them the opportunity to develop and thrive, and it'll change economies.
The Tony Alumulu program is one of many across Africa that promotes entrepreneurship and opportunities for women. And research shows that these initiatives can make all the difference. Patience Mpofu, another one of the Alumalu entrepreneurs, is certainly making the most of her opportunity.
I learned that I don't need other people to believe in me. I need to be the one who believes in myself. And the moment I start believing in myself, other people will believe in me. They will follow me if I know where I'm going.
She also has a message to her fellow women entrepreneurs.
Just to all the ladies out there, to not give up. If entrepreneurship is your dream, keep at it, work at it day by day, and someday you'll make it.
This report was brought to you by DW.